Joining me now in the studio is Angela from True Value. I cannot believe it's been a year already.
I know. I can't believe it's been that long. We get excited every year for the giveaway, and it just seems like it's so far away, and then all of a sudden it's here.
I remember seeing you, I guess, about a month and a half ago. I said, hey, October's coming, the Great Pumpkin Giveaway, and you're like, oh, is it that time already?
Yeah. Oh, geez. I can't believe I got to come up with something fun.
Yeah. And this is the 30th year. Wow.
It's a big one.
It is. It's also our 30th anniversary at the station here. We went
the
air October 31st.
That's awesome.
Back in 1988. And True Value has been a part of this forever. I mean,
you guys
have just really stepped up and participated in this. What are some of the reasons you guys do it?
We love getting to give things away to the kids. I mean, anytime kids are involved, it's fun and exciting, and it feels good to be selfish that way, giving to kids. Since I've gotten involved the last couple of years, I've had kids, and so it makes it just that much more fun to watch everyone get excited, play the games, get their pumpkin, and get to pick one out.
Candy and root beer and hot dogs. I mean, just all that
stuff. All of it, yeah.
It's almost like a frenzy there when we start, 4 o'clock in the afternoon giving
exactly.
the pumpkins away. And you've seen the looks on the kids' faces.
They're excited. They're excited to get to pick one out, to have choices, whether they want a stem or a big one or a small one. They're thinking about how they're going to carve it. So it's fun.
And decorate it. Mm-hmm. Now, are you've got games scheduled for this year?
We've got games scheduled. The pumpkin bowling will always be there. Last year, we had the high school art class make us a photo cutout, which was awesome. It looks great. We got to use it last year, so it'll be back this year. We kept it hidden away, so it would be nice and ready for the giveaway. Other than that, we're going to keep the rest of the games a surprise.
Okay, surprise games
yes.
there and then. Now, of course, every year we do this in front of the Saw Shop.
Yes.
And Old School Furniture parking lot.
Yes.
And True Value, all three of those businesses come together
mm-hmm.
to help support this. And it seems like everybody comes out of the woodworks, you know, family members, friends.
Yeah, employees.
Employees, they all come out and just and gather.
Help, help man the games, make sure they get set up. So as many kids can play them as possible in the short time that we're there waiting for the pumpkins to.
And I think it's like, between 200 and 400 pumpkins every year that are given away there.
It's a lot. I'm pretty sure they weigh them out, so it's not always the same, but it seems like a lot of pumpkins.
Now, you said you've been involved over the past few years. Have you seen, we talked before we went on the air about how not much changes from year to year, but have you seen any changes? I mean, I've definitely seen changes in kids over the last 30 years.
It's cute to watch them get older. Like, you do recognize some of the kids and you're seeing them get older during playing the games and whatnot. And that's fun to see. It's grown. The first couple years that I participated, it definitely wasn't, we had pumpkins left over. And now we don't. We never have pumpkins left over.
And what's funny is you see some of the parents with children who were at one time there as children themselves getting pumpkins. I just think that's amazing.
It's awesome. It talks well about our community. You know, people stay here and raise their kids here because they enjoyed it here too.
And what's cool is we also invite the firefighters.
Yes.
They come there and
yes.
bring some of their trucks for the kids
mm-hmm.
to play on and
you
look
get to
at.
See the fire trucks. There's Florence police officers walking around, and I know last year they were handing out stickers and things like that, and kids always get excited to see those guys walking amongst them.
It's good that you have that interaction where, you know, police seem more like friends and family than they do
exactly.
the authority.
Yes.
You know?
It's me and my husband take it so seriously, making sure that our kids are happy to see police officers and have no problem, running up to them and talking to them.
Right.
Especially around Halloween.
Yeah, because that's when they might need a moat. No.
Yes.
You think about that. You think of big cities and how there's a lot of strife and a lot of confrontation with police. But yet mm-hmm. here in a small community, you can bring your kids up to know the officers by name.
Exactly.
You know, and they do. They help out during the Great Pumpkin Giveaway. They're glad to be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you're keeping some of the games secret? Anything,
yes.
anything new that you're going to unveil? For that?
That would make it not a secret.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you can't tell that. But that's a good thing about it. All right. So this is going to happen on the 25th of October. So that's just a couple weeks away.
Yes.
It's like three Thursdays from tomorrow. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
Okay.
We'll be more ready when I see the pumpkins. That always makes it more real for sure.
Right.
But we're excited and we're ready to get all of the games out and have all of the kids show up, and we're ready.
Now, we're going to be out there broadcasting. I think we start at 3 o'clock, and we're even going to start serving food right around that time.
Yeah.
But now the pumpkins will not be given away till 4.
Yep.
And people always come up, and it's like, I always have to tell them, no, not a minute earlier.
Yep.
You know, we want everybody to be fair. And I believe school's getting out earlier this year. They get out 3:30 now.
I don't know what time they get out.
The kids might be gathering around a little bit earlier.
That's what the games are for. You can come, show up, have fun. They serve hot dogs. There's root beer, so you can get a snack, play some games, and then get in line early to get a pumpkin.
And big bags of candy, too. Well, maybe not real big bags, but a lot of candy in a little bag.
I don't know who it is that supplies the candy. It's not us. Mm-hmm. The True Value doesn't supply the candy.
So parents, don't blame True Value.
Don't blame me for the candy. I provide the games.
Well, there's several businesses in town. Sayusaw Glass and Mirror provides candy. Moe's provides candy. I can't think of some of the other ones now, but they do. And then we take it all, and the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce bags it all up for us.
So
it really is a community effort.
That comes together. Yes, exactly. And everybody provides a little bit, so the kids get a lot.
And it's awesome for the kids.
Yes.
Angela, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you. And, of course, we're going to be hanging out Thursday the 25th.
Yeah,
so.
I'll see you then.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Melanie Hurd from Crow. We'll talk about the quarantine maze coming up this month on our October edition of Our Town.